Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and we are joining live coverage of Dr. Willie Wilson, who is receiving yet another significant mayoral endorsement, and he has gathered supporters here for a press conference to make this announcement and to expound on some of his ideas for Chicago, should he become its next mayor. So we're joining now as his campaign assistant attorney, Richard Boykin, addresses on the candidate, Dr. Willie Wilson. So we're joining now live, attorney Richard Boykin.
Gentlemen, and good morning, members of the press. We're honored to be here today for this historic announcement. Before we begin that announcement, Dr. Willie Wilson always likes to begin with a prayer. Now I want to ask if Pastor Robert Patterson can come and give a short prayer to get us to keep going. Pastor Patterson. And you preach him.
So let's see if I hear you tell God our Father to come at this hour with him to say thank you. For this gathering, thank you for these, our people. Now we invoke your presence here. Pray that you will lead the data during this historic event. We pray, God, that you will dwell among us and lead us in the way that you would have us to go. For God's sake, we ask it all.
Amen. I want to bring up Commander Charlie Johnson, who's the commander of this VFW post. Tell you a little bit about the post and the significance of it in history. Thank you, Commander Jackson. First of all, thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for showing up today for this occasion. We've been here at VFW Rhine Post. I've been a commander for the last 10 years here at the VFW. We're proud. We are one of the best posts in the city of Chicago, and one of the best in the state, thanks to our volunteers, for our post members, and from our auxiliary members. And again, we've been here 90 years. I want to thank Alderman Lopez, who gave me a call and a text and said he's interested in renting the hall for this event. I met him here as soon as possible, and he set this up. I'd like to introduce Alderman Lopez and thank him. And thank him for making us proud of being part of this occasion. Thank you. We're really here at this historic VFW post for a monumental announcement that I believe will have a significant impact on the mayor's race. I believe that this endorsement today will catapult Dr. Willie Wilson to the lead. I believe he was already leading, but I think this will give him an even further lead over everybody else. The alderman of the 15th Ward, Alderman Raymond Lopez, is an experienced alderman. He understands City Hall. He understands the communities, and he's close to the communities. He represents diverse communities, and he is a voice of reason on the city council and somebody who really wants to see public safety at the forefront of everything that we do in Chicago. He wants to make sure that our neighborhoods are safe. Him and Dr. Willie Wilson share a common bond. This really is, I believe, a new, if you will, coalition. This is a black-brown coalition, but it's also a black-brown, white, Asian, ethnic coalition. This endorsement comes on the heels of the endorsement of the Polish National Congress of Illinois, the American Filipino leaders, 100 Latino pastors, and the Italian American Police Association. excited about that. Look, Alderman Lopez was a mayoral candidate himself. He ran for mayor, and he decided that he would leave that and run for re-election to the seat in the 15th ward. And so he knows all the mayoral candidates. He surveyed the landscape, and he decided that Dr. Willie Wilson is head and shoulders above everybody else and the best candidate to lead the city of Chicago during these turbulent times. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the alderman of the 15th ward, Alderman Raymond Lopez.
Good morning. As a leader in my community, a native son of the city's southwest side, and most importantly as a Chicagoan, I am honored to stand here today alongside my endorsed candidate for mayor of Chicago, Dr. Willie Wilson. Over the last few years, Dr. Wilson and I have forged a friendship based on our shared value, rooted in our faith and our strong personal conviction. As an alderman, I need a mayor willing to join me in the trenches, serving the people I have been elected to work for. Dr. Wilson has proven himself to be a man that answers the call, answers my call, election season or not, time and time again. Dr. Wilson and I have worked together multiple times on different fronts with the singular purpose of helping our fellow Chicagoans. We have pushed this administration to use government investment as an opportunity to put people to work across this city. We have worked to bring PPE to our first responders and our essential city workers during the early stages of the pandemic when this administration could not. We connected his philanthropy with seniors in my ward and others when they were struggling to get the necessities they needed to survive. We cannot forget that. Chicago needs a mayor who is guided by strong morals, common sense, and a willingness to create an environment that encourages discourse, ingenuity, and accountability. Dr. Wilson will be that mayor. A mayor that respects and unites ethnic neighborhoods all across Chicago. He will be a mayor that understands common sense must return to City Hall. He will be a mayor that focuses not on our past, but on our future. My fellow Chicagoans, I ask you today to join me in this moment and support my choice for mayor, Willie Wilson.
Step by step.
telling you about the only president that it comes to I know that attack wrong doing.
Mm.
And for that, I'm very appreciative. But he's not a person that is false.
Mm.
He's a person who represents integrity. First of all, he's a person that stands for what is right. He's a person that is my friend. We bonded together a few years back, and we just hit it out the right way. Because the common denomination is that we believe in helping Chicago. And making sure that we fight together, bring an end to crime.
not only his character, but to where his heart is in addressing the problem that this is
isn't just a political season that he's entering, but a lifetime of commitment that's reaching its end.
You alluded, Dr. Wilson, to a negative ad they're running today. The mayor is running a negative ad against Chuy Garcia. Are you pledging to not run any negative ads?
Donation. If you want to donate some, that's fine, but we're not really asking for that.
we're really just asking for their affairs and their support in terms of knocking on doors and things of that nature. So get involved. Let's do the early vote situation there. I will also we'll kick it off by January the 15th. It's Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday at Sweet Home Spirit. So we'll be there about 100 and some, 200 some pastors from downstate coming down, as well as the pastors and people congregation here. So that's going to be a big kickoff there as well. Church, I believe that's on South Chicago Avenue.
And that was Dr. Willie Wilson receiving a key endorsement from Chicago Alderman and also many of his supporters present from the Polish community, from the Latino community, and others who have put their trust in him as the upcoming mayor. And we thank our affiliate, the Higher Learning Network, for that live coverage of today's press conference. There are currently nine candidates running for the office of the Chicago mayor. And at this time, there has been one mayoral debate that involved all of the candidates except Mayor Lori Lightfoot and current Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia. As citizens continue to look for signs of what is the best candidate and what are the issues that each candidate needs to address, we will continue to bring you live coverage here on the on-air daily news. And we invite you during our live broadcast to call in with good news reports, 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749, to share your good news as you see citizens who are performing acts of kindness that can make a difference. Issues that have been in the forefront of this mayoral campaign include public safety, both from the spread of germs, illness, and viruses, and public safety from acts of aggression and impropriety from others, and ways that those we have hired and entrusted with the public's protection can be better enabled to do the best job possible. Dr. Wilson has spoken on all of those issues, and we await the next mayoral debate. We will bring you that coverage, highlights of that gathering, when and wherever it may be, so that those who are in the Chicagoland community can make a decision. On Air Daily News covers news locally, nationally, and internationally that affects your daily life. So wherever you may be, we encourage you to tune in 1 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. But wherever you are, adjust your time so you can hear us live or hear our shows in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews. And you can hear our daily news downloaded every day on the On Air website. That's www.onaireverywhere.com. Simply go to the radio page, the radio network page, in which our daily radio shows and times that correspond with time zones across the world are listed. So wherever you are, you may tune in. That's onaireverywhere.com. Empowering you with transformative news and interactive daily radio shows. That's all for today. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News. We invite you to join us again tomorrow. Tune in, call in, listen in, and be informed. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.